Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you along. It is the Thursday toss-up here on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. I'm Sanford Cohen. We will be joined by Chuck Roberts momentarily, and also got some other folks stopping by as well, so we'll identify them as they arrive. But for the moment, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to talk about the new program that is being initiated by the City of Prescott and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, along with some supporting organizations. And it's called Shop Prescott, Start Here. And we'll tell you all about it when we return here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to a 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing it.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888 400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
When it's time to enjoy a little drinking or dining out, stick with the winner. Prescott Brewing Company is approaching 22 years of providing a little something for everyone. Quiet street front, people watching front dining area, more people watching atrium dining in the middle of quaint and unique boutique shops. The bar area overlooking our small brew house where Arizona's most awarded breweries' beers have been produced since 1994. A huge eclectic menu of time-tested favorites that we like to call pub cuisine and beyond. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott, always a winning choice.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And this is the Thursday toss-up on KQ&A. Want to talk about Shop Prescott Start Here. For those of you that have had a chance to see those blue and yellow stickers, and yes, those colors were not chosen by accident. Those are the Prescott Badger colors. Shop Prescott Start Here is an effort that is being put together by primarily the City of Prescott and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. In the interest of full disclosure, I am the current sitting board chair of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, but that is neither here nor there when it comes to this particular effort, because it is more than just your typical shop local campaign. Because people will say, well, we've heard this message before, so this is nothing new. But it is new. And there's a new approach and a new idea behind it. So let me take a moment here and share that with you so that you understand when you see these stickers, just what exactly do they represent? First of all, this effort came as a result of a coming together between the City of Prescott and the Prescott Chamber and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, along with supporting organizations, Prescott Area Hospitality Association, the Prescott Downtown Partnership, and a number of other businesses that had an interest in making sure that people understood the impact of making their purchases on a local basis, and worse yet, the negative impact of them making purchases on the internet. And so this is really what caused this thing to, you know, take flight, is we recognize the fact that more and more people are opting for convenience and electing to go online and make purchases. Is it 50% of the purchases? No. Is it 30% of the purchases? No. But the number is definitely climbing up. And so the brick and mortar merchants in this community decided to band together and put a statement in front of potential purchasers that shopping Prescott and starting here meaning anywhere that sticker can be seen, has a number of domino-like effects to the positive for each and every one of us living in this area. And you could apply the same logic to shopping in Prescott Valley or in Chino Valley or in the Verde Valley or anywhere else. But this, again, is Shop Prescott, start here. And it's a joint effort between the chamber and the City of Prescott. So we got together, had a meeting, decided on the slogan, decided on the stickers. The City of Prescott put in the seed money. The chamber and its volunteers and the volunteer organizations agreed to put boots on the ground and get these stickers circulated. And what it all is about is the fact that the community and its quality of life is dependent upon sales tax. For those of you that own property in Prescott, you know that you do not have much of a property tax. In fact, the property tax in Prescott is amongst the lowest in the state of Arizona. It is, you measure it in the point blank blank blanks of a percent. I mean, it's very, very, very low, which means that the city is totally dependent upon fees and sales tax to fund the kinds of things that make Prescott a livable place, such as police and fire, rubbish removal, water and sewer, libraries, parks. These are all things that, people who come to Prescott and fall in love with the place want these things to be in perpetuity. Well, that doesn't happen in a vacuum. The way these things happen is that you buy stuff from local merchants, and those purchases generate sales tax, which goes to the city in part, and then is used to fund the kinds of things that make the city a livable place. Now, that may seem like a pretty easy equation, but when you toss in the convenience of the internet in making purchases, then that complicates things a little bit, because When you buy something from a local merchant in Prescott, I don't care if it's big or small, we love them all. You can buy it at Safeway, at Costco, at Red Robin, at In-N-Out Burger, or you can buy it from one of the, you know, mom and pop businesses. It doesn't matter. If you purchase from a local brick and mortar merchant anywhere in the city of Prescott, we all benefit. The whole city, everybody that lives here benefits from keeping those purchases local. The average dollar that is spent with a local merchant, big or small, in the city of Prescott circulates an average of 7 times. Now, what does that mean, circulate? Well, follow the chain. You know, you go out to eat at a local restaurant. You pay for it. You tip. The server that works there goes out and gets their car fixed from a local mechanic. That mechanic then goes to a local clothing store and buys clothes. People that work at the clothing store then, you know, go and, you know, shop elsewhere. So the average dollar, you know, like I say, circulates about 7 times. When that first purchase is made on Amazon, there is zero circulation. That dollar leaves the community. There's almost no sales tax impact at all. And worse yet, that dollar never comes back. So you can see that the tremendous amount of investment that has been made in this community by brick and mortar, real estate driven businesses. So those are big box stores, those are shopping centers, those are strip malls, that's Whiskey Row. I mean, you know, if you're a tenant or a renter or an owner, whatever it is, you've got a huge investment in that brick and mortar. And your livelihood depends on people purchasing from you in this community. And again, big or small, we love them all. I'll tell you what I do. I go to buy ink, all right? And I'll go to Staples. And when I go to Staples, I'll go on and I'll get my Amazon Prime price because Staples will match that price. Staples rings it up for that price. I buy it at Staples. Guess what? It generates sales tax for the city of Prescott. If I just went and lazy on my computer, went and bought that ink from Amazon Prime, I'd pay the same amount of money, except the city of Prescott and the citizens get nothing from that. So what I'm saying is that it does take a little bit of effort. It does. If you had the option of buying something on Amazon, or getting it for the exact same price by buying it at Walmart or Costco or someplace like that within the city limits of Prescott, I'm here to say that your responsibility as a member of this community is to get off your duff, bike, ride, walk, however you get there, go to the local merchant, buy it there. Yes, it's the same price. Yes, it's a little more effort. But when that effort is made, you are doing a service to your community. When you buy online and that money goes out of town, you are doing a disservice to your community. Now, there's something more to this than just simply you, the listening public, you, the person on the other end of the radio, making this purchase. Everybody in your family, what they buy, your spouses, your children, your parents, your grandparents, your neighbors, your coworkers, people that you go to church with, people that you're involved in hobbies with, in your bowling league. I mean, you name a thing that you do that involves other people, each one of us needs to be an advocate to let the people know that those purchases that they make online outside of the community hurts each and every one of us and the place that we love so much. So when you go to make a purchase of any kind, whatever it is, Shop Prescott, Start Here says the first thing you ought to think about is making that purchase from some local business. And again, big or small, we love them all, doesn't matter where. And it's not just the internet. It used to be, you know, once upon a time, that, you know, Prescott used to be a much smaller community and had many, many fewer choices. People that remember being here before there was a Costco, before there was a Walmart, you had to buy stuff like at, you know, Cornette or, you know, the, you know, Yellowfront or Sprouse Rights.
I was here.
You know, I mean, there were choices, but definitely not selection. And Prescott has taken care of that for you. There are very few things that you can't buy someplace else that you can buy in Prescott.
There are very few. Prescott Valley or Chino.
Or any of those other places. Very few. And so, you know, we're asking you to not value the convenience so much as understanding the importance of the jobs that are created by the purchases that you make locally, and that the businesses that depend on those purchases to pay their people, and the extra economic impact of the purchases that those people make from other people, other businesses. We rely on each other as an interdependent economic community. And once that money leaves the community, we don't get the benefit of it, none of us. And the sooner it leaves, the less the benefit is. So if it leaves right away, if you just go on the internet and buy whatever, and don't even look on the internet at Walmart.com or Costco.com or any of these other places where you could buy the same thing. And the only difference is that you would have to go here locally to order it. You know, if you really don't want to take it home and you want them to take it to your house, you know, there's ways in which to get the stuff delivered where there's not an economic cost to that. But come on, think of all the work that it took for you to get here. You had to come to a new community. You had to go buy a house. You had to go find a job. You had to go find a doctor. I mean, why did you invest all that time in making this quality of life for yourself only to short-circuit it by making your purchases go out of town? Used to be people used to go to Phoenix routinely to buy stuff. People would have buying trips. They'd go down to Costco,
Anthem,
in Phoenix. Well, we have a Costco here,
yeah,
so there's no excuse to do that. People used to leave town to go to Trader Joe's. We have a Trader Joe's here. You don't have to do that anymore. You know, we've got plenty of stuff, and whatever stuff we don't have, you can order it through your local store, and they'll get it here, and you buy it here, and the sales tax money that's generated stays here working for you. So we're going to take a quick break, and joining us momentarily is going to be State Representative David Stringer, and he'll be talking about that and a bunch of other stuff with us here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Scare up a good time at Cliff Castle Casino's Rock and Roll Halloween Weekend starting Friday, October 27th with the Halloween Cash Coffin. Earn entries all month for a chance to win. Over $35,000 in cash and prizes are available, including a $10,000 cash prize at 11:30 p.m. On Saturday, the area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes. The party continues on Sunday with hot seats and a free show with Kiss Army and the Dragonfly Lounge at 7 p.m. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine.
The Audie's family.
The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full.
The Audie's family.
So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor.
The Audie's family.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining us live via phone is State Representative David Stringer. And first of all, Representative Stringer, we've been talking about the importance of buying local and generating sales tax locally instead of buying stuff on the internet. I assume that your sympathies would lie with the idea of people shopping local first.
Sanford, hi. Just first, let me just say hi and thanks for taking my call. It's a pleasure to be back on the show. With respect to the question you're talking about right now, I have to say that I have mixed feelings about it. Of course, I want to support the local economy. I think that's very, very important. And as a practical matter, I've always done that in through my businesses. But I understand the temptation of buying online and in many cases avoiding the sales tax. And that question, if I may just continue with this just for a quick minute. Sanford, I'm just getting back to Prescott after a morning down at the Capitol and getting a briefing. Noel Campbell and I both went down for the legislative briefing by the Joint Legislative Budget Office. They gave us a quarterly briefing on the status of the Arizona economy and our tax revenues. And I'm sorry to report that although we worked very, very hard to get the budget in balance last term and left town with a structurally balanced budget, the budget is now out of balance. We are structurally unbalanced as of this moment. And one of the reasons is because of lower than anticipated revenues. And that ties in with the rise in internet online purchasing. Our sales tax revenue is down a touch from what had been estimated, largely because people are moving to online and tax-free purchasing. So kind of an interesting wake-up call. I don't know where this is going to lead, but
sure,
it is a trend all across the country.
Well, one other thing that I wanted to mention, too, while I have you with me, and that is the full-page ad in today's Prescott Courier. And understand congratulations are in order.
Well, thank you. I actually haven't seen it. I had to leave town early this morning and didn't get a chance to look at the Courier. But I will tell you, I have to plead guilty. I did arrange for a birthday card in the Courier for my mom, who is today celebrating her 101st birthday.
Yeah,
so it's kind of a special day for our family, and I'm actually heading over to the Olive Garden to celebrate my mom's 101st birthday and help her knock down a few Italian margaritas, which is, I guess, her favorite drink. So we're having a little get-together over at the Olive Garden and celebrating my mom's 101st birthday. So thanks for mentioning it, Cohen. That's very nice.
Well, if that's the secret to longevity, then we all need to have congratulations, Marianne Stringer, on your 101st birthday, and a very nice tribute here on the back page of the first section of the Courier today. So,
thanks.
So now the getting back to what's going on down at the Capitol. My understanding is that the way in which this budget situation is going to get resolved. I mean, you know, we are by law required to pass a balanced budget.
You are absolutely correct. So I talked to the head of the budget office. And he said, and I talked to Dan Shooter, by the way, who is the chairman of the State House Appropriations Committee, and they're very concerned about it. But because it is early yet in the fiscal year, they think there is some possibility that things will right themselves before the end of the year if we have a strong, holiday buying season or something like that. If we have a particularly strong winter tourist season down in the valley, this could right itself. It's only about $1 million out of balance, and in the context of a $10 billion budget, that's not a whole lot of money. But it is frustrating because we built in a margin. We built in a 0.4% margin to compensate for the fact that we are making projections and estimates. But a little bit on the short side, a little bit underestimate of sales tax revenues, and there's a lot of complicated reasons for that. But just to reassure your listeners, it is a state law that we have a balanced budget. We will have a balanced budget, and that's one of the reasons we maintain things like the rainy day fund. So, with a structural imbalance of $1 million or $2 million, those things we can take care of. It's a little frustrating that they're happening, but we will be able to fix those things. So we are going to end the year with a balanced budget.
Now, I know that the PSPRS issue is one that is still very much on the minds of folks here in the Prescott area, and that you and Representative Campbell had been involved in an ad hoc committee to talk about how to address the PSPRS funding issue going forward as far as the state's management or mismanagement, if you want to call it, of the of that pension fund. Where do things stand with your committee, and what is in the works, might I ask, for sure, addressing the PSPRS management issue?
Well, when you speak about it still being on voters' minds, you are absolutely right. Noel and I, Representative Campbell and I, were on another program yesterday taking calls, and virtually all of the calls, and we couldn't even get to all of the calls, virtually all of the calls were concerns about PSPRS. So it still is very much on voters' minds, and I'll tell you, it's on my mind and on Representative Campbell's mind as well. We are doing the ad hoc committee, and we are going to be finishing up our field meetings, our meetings around the state, next Tuesday on the 17th, we'll be meeting in Yuma, another community that is struggling with the unfunded pension liability and a very high cost to their general fund and their city budget. So we'll be doing our last field meeting down in Yuma next week, and then we will probably have one or two final meetings in the Capitol, meeting with stakeholders and members. And then we're going to produce a report. That's the whole purpose of an ad hoc committee, is to research an issue, to find out how the voters feel, how the stakeholders feel, and then produce some kind of report, possibly with some recommendations. And that's what we'll be doing for the balance of the year. So the leadership, the House members and Senate members, will have a report of our findings and our recommendations.
Now, what other committees are you involved in, and what are some of the other hot button issues facing some of the committee work that you are involved with down there at the legislature?
Well, as the PSPRS ad hoc committee kind of winds down over the next month and a half, I am gearing up another, it's called a working group, and it's on criminal justice issues. There's a lot of members in our state legislatures, and this is a very bipartisan issue, I should mention, that very concerned about the high costs of administering the criminal justice system here in Arizona. As you know, Cohen, I know you and I have talked about this. Arizona has one of the highest incarceration rates in the country, and And Yavapai County has, I believe, the highest incarceration rate in the state of Arizona. So this is a issue of great importance to me and should be to my constituents as well. We spend an awful lot of money locking people up, not always for things that are very serious. There's a lot of people that get locked up for relatively minor, nonviolent offenses. And as we keep these people in jail, either pretrial or they end up with prison sentences of one kind or another, this is a huge cost to the state. There is a Arizona Republic ran a story earlier this week about a lawsuit that's being filed against the against Maricopa County and against the state for not providing adequate health care for inmates. So, you know, we spend a lot of money on health care for inmates, but the courts and some private parties, ACLU, I think, is involved in that lawsuit, alleging that our health care system is inadequate for people in jail. Well, this, if they win that lawsuit, this could be millions and millions of dollars that the state's going to have to come up with to improve medical care for people who are locked up. And I think part of the answer is, well, why are we locking so many people up? That's a knee-jerk reaction when somebody breaks the law to lock them up. And what people don't realize is it costs many, many thousand dollars a year to provide for people, to house them, to feed them, to clothe them, and to provide them medical care while they're incarcerated. Much, much more economical to deal with that through intensive community supervision, through work release, through halfway houses and things of that nature, through drug treatment, through substance abuse treatment and mental health treatment. So that's the direction we need to go to bring down the costs, and that's another committee that I'm going to be working on, work group I'm going to be working on. I should mention with my colleagues across the aisle, because this is something that has strong bipartisan interest.
Well, and that's that kind of leads me to my next question. We're talking with Representative David Stringer. The kind of acrimony that we see at the national level between Republicans and Democrats in the legislature, where literally you cannot form any kind of a coalition between Republicans and Democrats lest you be considered a traitor to your party. And so when I hear you talk about doing bipartisan stuff, I'm wondering, are you getting any blowback from the Republican Party in Arizona for making efforts like this, or is there not as much divisiveness at the state level like there is at the national level?
I think the honest answer to that, Sanford, is that it's just as acrimonious here in Arizona as it is nationally. But there are certain issues that we can come together on. And it looks like criminal justice might be one of those, because I will tell you that there's a number of people, a number of legislators who have law enforcement background. Noel Campbell happens to be one of them. You know, he's a retired customs agent. There are several other retired police officers and maybe one or two people who are currently involved with law enforcement. There's actually more cops than lawyers in the Arizona legislature. But criminal justice issues and the high cost of incarceration and administering the criminal justice and corrections program, this is something that has caught the attention on both sides of the aisle. So this may be one of the few issues where we can really agree on. I probably have a reputation in the state legislature as being one of the more conservative Republicans. But on this particular issue, I can work with Democrats, and Democrats are interested in working with me. So we might actually be able to get something done on this. And there's many other Republican colleagues of mine who would support this. So I think even the governor's office will end up supporting it in the end. So I think we might be able to get something done in this area.
Interesting. I that also begs the question, on the national level, have you made any kind of decision personally as to how you feel about the upcoming re-election campaign for Senator Jeff Flake and for his, you know, Kelly Ward being one of his challengers? What is your take on the Senate race, you know, for next year? And have you formulated an opinion yet in terms of how you would allocate your support for the eventual nominee for the U.S. Senate for next year?
Well, Sanford, nice try. But, you know, I'm an elected official, and I'm also a Republican Party official. I'm a precinct committeeman and a state committee and so on. So this is a debate that's occurring within the Republican Party right now as to Senator Flake, quite frankly, has made some people unhappy because he hasn't supported in Republican circles. Now I'm saying speaking because he hasn't been as supportive as of the president as a lot of people would like. But I think it's too early now for me as an elected official to be taking a position on that. I would like to see Senator Flake be more supportive of President Trump. I will say that, and I'm not sure it's too late. I'm not sure it's too late. I know that there's been some exchanges between the two of them, and they're not agreeing on some important matters right now. But the election is a long way off. I know Kelly Ward, I should say, and I like her very much. I think she's a very strong, authentic, conservative voice in the Republican Party. But, you know, Jeff Flake was also a very conservative guy, had a history of being a very, very strong conservative guy. He was the head of the Goldwater Institute for 7 years, and that's an organization where I get a lot of my, I've certainly gotten a lot of my ideas in the conservative line from the Goldwater Institute. And this is a man who was the head of that institute for 7 years, had a stellar voting record on fiscal, conservative fiscal matters. So I'm not ready to write Senator Flake off yet. I think they're both good candidates, and we're just going to have to see how things develop over the next few months.
Well, and certainly both of our senators have had their issues with regard to President Trump. How would you assess the president's performance so far in the 9 months that he's been in office?
Well, Sanford, I'm not sure if you know that I was the guy who actually organized the Trump for President committee here in Yavapai County. We did that about I think that was in February of 2016 before the Arizona primary. I didn't run the committee. We turned it over to Brenda Dickinson, who did a stellar job. But Yavapai County was a very big part of Trump's 3.5%. Voter win in that Arizona election. Yavapai County was a big part of putting Arizona in Trump's column for the presidential election, and I was actively involved in that. How has he done? He has not disappointed me. Now, I understand why people why some people are very critical and have misgivings. You know, he does all this Twitter stuff. I frankly don't take all that too seriously. I look at the bottom line. What has this man accomplished now in the 9 months he's been president? We have a booming economy, a booming stock market. I think he has brought some character and some steel, quite frankly, into our foreign policy. I think he's moving in the right direction on many fronts. I support his openness to DACA, but I also strongly support his insistence that we couple that with a much stronger border security. So I think on the big issues, Trump is moving in the right direction. And I think we live in a better country today than we did 9 months ago because of President Trump.
Well, I appreciate those comments. And certainly, Representative Stringer, appreciate your time because I know how busy you are getting all this stuff going. But really, thank you very much for your work and for joining us live here on Talk of the Town. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, Sanford, it has been a pleasure. I'm wondering if you might give me an opportunity to comment on one of the controversies here in our local party.
Really?
And that is, the issue of our upcoming municipal election, which, of course, is a nonpartisan.
Who am I to stand in the way of commenting about the local election? By all means, go right ahead.
Well, it is a nonpartisan election,
sure.
But you know, there are candidates who have identified themselves as Republicans in that election, and I just wanted to make it clear because not everybody understands that it is perfectly appropriate for an elected official like myself or Noel Campbell or somebody who's a party official like a precinct committeeman or a state committeeman to take a position on that. And of course, some of the candidates, not all of them, but some of the candidates have identified themselves as members of one party or another. And I just wanted to make it clear that I am supporting the Republican candidates in this election, and that would include my fellow Republican Greg Mangarelli and three of the council candidates. That would be Phil Good, Connie Can Tell Me, and Steve Blair. They're all registered Republicans, have been active and supportive of Republican causes, and most importantly, they have Republican values. They have a Republican view on issues, and I think that's of great importance to our city going forward.
Well, and not only that, but Phil managed to snag that front row seat at the Trump rally down in Phoenix and got all kinds of national publicity from that.
Well, God bless him.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Well, again, Representative Stringer, thank you very much for joining us live here on KQ&A.
Thanks so much for taking my call. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, you bet.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to take a quick break because we've got news to throw in here and then back with some more toss-up here on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. Back after the news.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Get ready for hunting season and Christmas at Northern Arizona's Finest Gun Show, October 14th and 15th at the Prescott Valley Event Center. You'll get the best prices on guns and ammunition, the largest selection of hard-to-find magazines and clips, plus antique firearms and Indian artifacts. You'll even find custom laser engraving, knives, knife sharpening, and Old West memorabilia. Admission is just $8 and is good both days. Don't miss the largest gun show in Northern Arizona. It's the Western Collectibles and Firearms Gun Show at the Prescott Valley Event Center, Saturday and Sunday, 14th and 15th.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona Coyotes take on the Detroit Red Wings at 7 tonight, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Seniors and family caregivers can talk about sensitive issues with local experts.
Supervisor Rolly Simmons is scheduled to hold a town hall at the Will Hoyt Fire Station on Magme Drive in Will Hoyt at 6 o'clock tonight. Attendees will have a chance to ask questions and learn about the functions of county government. Departments represented include Public Works, Development Services, Community Health, and the Sheriff's Office. Simmons will hold a similar town hall at 7 o'clock Monday night at the Mountain Club Clubhouse, located on Clubhouse Drive in Prescott. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Inert debris is being accepted at the Prescott Transfer Station at a discounted rate. This is material that isn't flammable and won't decompose. It includes concrete, asphalt, pavement, brick, rock, gravel, sand, soil, and metal if used as reinforcement in concrete. Special and hazardous waste, glass, and other metal aren't included. The transfer station allows residents, contractors, and businesses to bring inert material to the transfer station on Sundog Ranch Road at a rate of $15 per ton. Loads that contain any contaminants will be charged full price as solid waste, $63 per ton. City of Prescott officials are reminding everyone to contain and cover all loads that are being brought into the transfer station. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear, breezy weather in the forecast tonight through the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 46 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 74 tomorrow and a high of 73 on Saturday. 49 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 85 and a high on Saturday of 84. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the company that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back. Chuck Roberts here with me. Kind of a wide-ranging interview with Representative Strigger.
I've been taking notes.
And what do your notes say?
I say, tomorrow's Friday the 13th. Be careful out there. I know we're going to run out of time here. Real quick. I just pick up on when you were talking about shopping local. There's a couple issues that obviously when you shop local, then you hiring the people that are working there are local people. We don't have people coming up from Phoenix to work up here. And I think that's important to remember because sometimes, especially when you get to the entry level of somebody working at a fast food restaurant, they're talking about automating it where you don't even have a person there. And I think we lose the fact that that's the first job, my son had was working at Burger King. And sometimes that first job creates a whole different world. You learn how to show up on time, to be cognizant of your surroundings, be polite, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I hate to see that happen where you're buying online and you don't even talk to somebody. And if you do, they're in India. The other thing is that, and this is kind of silly, I suppose, but I enjoy shopping sometimes because I get to talk to the people that are there. And I have, kind of a fun, if I'm at a store where I'm checking out.
The value of human interaction.
Yeah, just talking to somebody and getting that feeling of community, which I think we've always had, but I don't want to lose.
Right.
That, Bobby, how you doing? How the kids? That kind of thing that makes you feel like you're glad to be here.
Well, I may be age profiling, but I think that many middle-aged and older folks really don't have as big an affinity for shopping on the internet as the so-called younger people do.
Yeah, but they're going to be old people someday.
Exactly.
Too.
And this is why we've got to get this message out right now, that what sounds like convenience is actually undermining your own existence. And it's like the old Pogo comic strip. We have met the enemy and they is us. Yeah. And you can absolutely undermine your own economy simply by buying outside of the area items that you could buy locally, and you're not even talking about a cost savings. And then, as you mentioned, you've got the additional experience of human interaction. And granted, that may or may not be something that somebody who likes to, you know, hibernate in their hole and not talk to anybody, not see anybody. And what are we going to do? We're raising a whole generation of hermits. I mean, you know, the idea is that, you know, when you have some, you know, when you have some kind of work to do, a place to report to, some responsibility, you know, those are all positives. And you take that away from people when you take the purchasing power mm-hmm. away. And we all have it. We all have purchasing power, personally, professionally, our neighborhoods, our extended families. You know, when people come, can you imagine people that come to Prescott to visit, if they were to make their purchases online, out of town? Oh, I love that souvenir. I'm going to go online and go buy it from Amazon.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, don't put your stuff on Amazon. Amazon is not your friend. Amazon is the enemy. These are people that are going to take your economy and sink it. And if you want to know how this happens, all you have to do is go back to places like Detroit, where people made it so darn expensive to buy things because they wouldn't accept a reasonable wage that businesses and manufacturing mm-hmm. left town. Well, what's the difference if you, instead of making something too expensive, you make something too cheap and too easy to get by ordering it online? And the net effect is still the same. People will not have a place to work. There won't be brick and mortar businesses to support. I mean, basically all you'll have left are like, you know, dentists and restaurants and, you know, and auto mechanics. I mean, that's all that'll be left.
Banking online now,
anything
huh?
that doesn't, anything that does not or cannot be done online, that's all you're going to have left. And, you know, to me, the, you know, everybody that has a passion for a particular kind of, you know, job or service should have the opportunity to do that and can do it here. It's just that we need the cooperation of the buying public to recognize the value of making their purchases locally.
Yeah, it's just something to consider. And the bigger picture is capitalism. When I go to look at, if I go to a local store and I want to buy something, and everything I see, let's say clothes, okay, everything's made in another country. You know, and so that's even the bigger picture is, we're talking about made in America, and it's not. It's sold in America, but it's made somewhere else. Now, obviously, it's the wage thing. I can, you know, they make a T-shirt, and I pay $12 for it, but it was made for 12 cents and shipped here for a dollar. And so there's a big profit margin, but it's kind of a sad tribute to look at the capitalism as becoming worldwide, but we're selling it out.
I mean, you know, you can make an argument about keeping your profits at home.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's just not possible.
And you know, I think they're trying to get the corporate taxes down because, okay, we're gonna put our corporate headquarters in Denmark because, you know, so on and so forth.
So we have just a couple of moments left. We've got a number of local businesses that would like you to consider purchasing from them, and they provide things like heating and air conditioning and restaurants
and
insurance.
Nice employees
and landscaping.
Would love to hear you say their name.
And printing. And so there's a lot of places here that we're going to reveal to you momentarily because they help bring you Talk of the Town here on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQ&A.com. Back with some final thoughts after this.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season. No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your temperature on target with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Log on at GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service. That's GETTLS.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine.
The Augie's family.
The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full.
The Augie's family.
So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor.
The Augie's family.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo.
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you.
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
Psst, you. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at prescottdirt.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Scare up a good time at Cliff Castle Casino's Rock and Roll Halloween Weekend starting Friday, October 27th with the Halloween Cash Coffin. Earn entries all month for a chance to win. Over $35,000 in cash and prizes are available, including a $10,000 cash prize at 11:30 p.m. On Saturday, the area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes. The party continues on Sunday with hot seats and a free show with Kiss Army and the Dragonfly Lounge at 7 p.m. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And before we go, just want to say congratulations to the folks at the Prescott Center for the Arts. Last night, my wife and I had a chance to view their performance of Fiddler on the Roof, which is a sold-out performance and well-deserved. They did a wonderful job of bringing that story to life, L'chaim is the word, not L'chaim, L'chaim. Need to have a little speech therapy there on the correct pronunciation. But other than that, it was a fantastic event. And we're going to be able to sample another event tonight. We're going to see Chris Bode performing live at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. And Chris Bode's been here before. He's a wonderful trumpet player, very romantic style, and he will be playing live at YCPAC tonight. And I believe there are still a few tickets left for that one, so if you still want to see one of the top trumpet players in all of the land, if not the world, Chris Bode is live tonight at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. The performance, I believe, tonight starts at 7:30, so there is time to get over to the box office and get yourself some tickets. Meanwhile, we are going to shed a tear or two for the Diamondbacks tomorrow on Let's Talk Sports. We'll be back at 4 tomorrow with Mike and the Doctor. They do have some interviews to offer you, and also we'll be looking ahead to the Cardinals game against Tampa Bay and the acquisition of potential Hall of Fame running back Adrian Peterson, who joined the club yesterday and will be in uniform against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday, the game to be heard live right here on KQNA. So a big thank you to State Representative David Stringer for joining us, and for Chuck Roberts as well. And stick around, we've got more more Talk of the Quad Cities coming your way. Mark Levin, the great one, is up next here on KQNA. See you tomorrow at 4 for Let's Talk Sports. And in the meantime, have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.